chemistry, whether that of the photographic process, silver salt, selenium, potassium dichromate, gum arabic, or that of the body and romantic passion, is both fodder for fantasy and a creative driving force for Evergon. While studying at Mount Allison University in New Brunswick, he became fascinated with the interstices between painting, photography, sculpture, and drawing. He wanted to explore and blur the boundaries between them. His remarkably broad range in artistic projects and technical mastery reflects a boundless creativity and tireless capacity for plastic research. Evergon skillfully mixes and masters artistic endeavors much like a director does, projecting his inner worlds and fantasies onto boldly presented images. Recurring motifs of intimacy, romance, and eroticism show the artist's ongoing commitment to celebrating sexual diversity. Evergon's artistic practice takes part in a battle for LGBTQ2S rights he has helped wage since the start of his career in the 1970s. City of Ottawa archival photographs show Evergon participating in marches and demonstrations organized to defend gay rights, such as in 1975 and 76. In Canada, homosexuality was illegal until 1969 and considered a mental illness until 1973. During Evergon's career, some of the works included in this very exhibition were judged too explicit and censored. Quebec was the first province to change its Charter of Human Rights and Freedoms to include sexual orientation as a prohibited ground for discrimination in 1977. Also in 1977, Canada passed the Canadian Human Rights Act, guaranteeing the right to equal opportunity, fair treatment, and a discrimination-free environment. In 1996, the Act was amended to include sexual orientation as a prohibited ground for discrimination. Inventory of Intimacy reflects both the artist's and the gay community's hopes and dreams in the 1970s and 1980s, when the community was in the process of affirming itself and sought social recognition. While the works presented are primarily artistic and personal, they also enact political activism in the name of freedom of expression and freedom of love.